But one of the things we wanted to showcase during the State of the City report is the exciting work underway at our greatest, at one of our greatest assets, which also in many ways is one of our best kept secrets. So here is Brian Payne, the executive director of our airport, to tell you more. Brian.
Good evening. Thank you, Mayor, for this opportunity to showcase our airport and yet another aspect of what makes Columbus great. So a month ago, when the mayor asked me to give this speech here tonight, I just got done with a presentation at the Redevelopment Commission where I said the word excited about 47 times in 12 minutes. So I promise not to do that tonight, and don't go back and watch the video. But there really is something to be proud of here in Columbus. The Columbus Airport is one of very few self-sufficient airports in the state of Indiana, meaning we take no property tax dollars to operate. Instead, we utilize aircraft fueling fees, land leases, and farming revenue generated at our 2,800 acres of property. Your airport is governed under a five-member airport board whose focus is clearly spelled out in their vision statement: to be the airport that provides the greatest possible benefit for all users while enhancing business and educational opportunities for Columbus and South Central Indiana. Our Waynesboro property, as the mayor mentioned, offers a tremendous opportunity for growth in this region with 740 airport-owned acres and tremendous lease partners like Forsia, AK Tube, and Columbus Engineering. We're ready to take the industrial park to the next level. We understand the potential economic impact to the community with possible development of the Waynesboro property, and we want to make sure that the community recognizes that whatever we do, that we will do responsibly. We continue to invest in current assets, such as last year's terminal remodel project, the Atterbury Bacalar Air Museum, where we doubled the size just 2 years ago, and a $5.5 million complete reconstruction of our crosswind runway, making it one of only three concrete crosswind runways in the state of Indiana. The airport board also plans to invest in the future of the airport with new hangars to add capacity to the other 81 based aircraft that we have on the facility, along with a remodel of the terminal building's Hangar 5 restaurant, which sold nearly 94,000 meals just last year. Not only is our airport a gateway to the community, but it offers access to the global airspace system, where giving users the capability to fly anywhere in the world from right here in Columbus. The Columbus Airport saw an 11% jump in operations, that's landing and takeoffs, making Columbus the fourth busiest towered airport in the state of Indiana. Only Indianapolis, Lafayette, and Terre Haute have more operations than Columbus, meaning we are busier than Evansville, Fort Wayne, South Bend, and Gary. Why Terre Haute and Lafayette is a common question that I get. They have these two universities there that make up a majority of their traffic: my alma mater, Indiana State University, and those other guys. So what do we do in Columbus? Well, we start an aviation education program, of course. Ivy Tech Columbus was eager to partner with the airport and create the first aviation flight and aviation management courses for any Ivy Tech campus in this state. What a great opportunity for students of this region and other regions around the state, but to learn about aviation at an airport. I hold a bachelor's and a master's degree in aviation management, yet I had never fueled a plane, had worked on a runway light, or had plowed snow until my first management job out of grad school. But working hand in hand, we are changing the way that students learn by hands-on activities for the students, both in the classroom and beyond with our internship program. Our former interns have gone on to careers with Republic Airlines, JetBlue, and numerous other non-aviation careers. Many of these students resided at Annex Student Housing Facility, located only a couple short blocks from here. This student housing option has added a key element to our airpark and the experience of the students on this campus. Education is such a strong component to the success of this airport, with five higher education partners calling the airpark home. And yes, for those of you out there counting, we have five, including Ivy Tech, IUPUC, Purdue Polytechnic, Harrison College, and Trine University, combining to bring 6,500 students to our property. You add that to the over 2,000 employees that we have on the airpark, and it gets to be a pretty busy place around here during the week. However, we continue to look for opportunities to grow our weekend traffic with additional sports-related adventures and future retail establishments to enhance the surrounding neighborhoods and all of Columbus. We are passionate about all education opportunities and have recently launched the Educational Pathways Initiative. Starting with our Spark program, we are again partnering with Ivy Tech and creating a coloring book for children showcasing our airport and the career opportunities right here in Columbus. Because let's face it, not everyone who works at an airport is a pilot. We have air traffic controllers, aircraft and avionics technicians, aircraft firefighters, and yes, even airport managers. We hope that our youth will see the opportunities to continue their passion towards aviation and some of our other fine programs, including First Flights, EAA, Young Eagles, Civil Air Patrol, and to a future program that we have called Aviation Nation, where we will work with the schools and with Ivy Tech on an opportunity to have high school students build an aircraft from the ground up. Once completed with that aircraft, they will be able to fly it, and hopefully, for our sake, we'll continue on to our Ivy Tech aviation program. I'm proud to say that the youth of Columbus and this region have never had as many aviation education opportunities as they have today. The airport continues to look at becoming a leader in this region for growth, including opportunities for developing regional aircraft rescue and firefighting facilities, along with the concept of Aerotropolis and creating an airport city. We no longer want to be the last resort for developers, but the first place that those developers look at to become a part of this dynamic and growing facility. The day of this facility, or the day of this property being the Atterbury Bacala Air Base, is gone. But our connection with the military continues to grow. In fact, we have twice as many military aircraft operations as any other airport in this state. And we are expecting that number to grow as we cut the ribbon on a new National Guard parachute rigging unit in just a couple months. You put that on your calendar, Mayor. This will bring in 83 more personnel who will pack parachutes for every National Guard unit east of the Mississippi. And better yet, they're going to bring in large aircraft like C-130s and C-17s and pick those parachutes up, therefore creating more operations and more fuel sales for our local fixed-based operator, Jeff Air. Your airport, with an estimated annual economic impact of $650 million to the city of Columbus, is operated by a small staff of 5 full-time and 3 part-time personnel who truly come to work every day with a passion for what they do. Not only do we manage the 2,800 acres, including 125 leases, 17 airport-owned buildings, but we have also earned both regional and national awards in the process. And to top it all off, we're hosting what's expected to be one of the city's largest events of the year on June 11th. Aviation Day is back again, and along with your favorites like bounce houses, car show, touch a truck, and airplane rides, we'll be adding 2 air show acts featuring wing walking and aerobatics. You don't want to miss this great free event where we continue to do our part in making Columbus an unexpected and unforgettable community. Growing up in Rockport, Indiana, a stone's throw from the Ohio River, and in a county without an airport, aviation as a career wasn't even discussed in my family. I've worked my way around this great state from Evansville to Terre Haute, NDOT, Michigan City, and French Lick. I've stepped foot on over 60 of our public use airports in the state of Indiana, and I can honestly tell you that I'm excited for this community, I'm excited for this airport, and I'm excited for my children to call Columbus their home. Thank you.